Skies are partly to mostly cloudy at 7:06, and it's 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny and windy today, a high around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County say two Red Oak men were arrested Wednesday on drug charges. The sheriff's office said Charlie Daniel Brooms and Dustin Lee Doyen were taken into custody at around 11:30 a.m. Brooms was charged with two counts of delivery of marijuana, while Doyen faces one count of delivery of marijuana. Both men were being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond each. Authorities in Pottawatomie County late Wednesday morning identified a woman who was shot and killed early Tuesday morning in Oakland. Sheriff Jeff Danker said 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey from rural Cass County died from injuries she suffered when she was shot at around 3 a.m. Tuesday. 63-year-old Robert Reynolds Jr. of Oakland faces a charge of first-degree murder in connection with the incident. Reynolds remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $1 million bond. His preliminary hearing was set for April 18th. According to a criminal complaint filed Wednesday, Reynolds allegedly told law enforcement officers during an interview that he had a verbal confrontation with a woman in the kitchen of his Oakland residence at 303 Brown Street before shooting her multiple times with a semi-automatic handgun. Kincaid Dorsey was described by authorities as being a family friend. According to reports, she was heading to Epley Airfield to go on a trip and was staying with Reynolds and his wife for the night. Authorities say alcohol and an argument are believed to have played a role in the shooting. Reynolds was taken into custody after a brief standoff with law enforcement. There were three other persons in the home when the incident occurred, including Reynolds' wife and two family members under the age of 18. The incident was the first homicide investigation that occurred in Oakland in more than 7 years. The case is believed to be the first murder in Oakland since the November 2006 killing of 24-year-old April Corder of Red Oak, whose body was found in a well near the community. Officials at the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency yesterday moved the county's fire danger index to high until further notice. Dry and windy weather conditions prompted the change. All open burning is prohibited in Shelby County until the danger of rapidly spreading grass and field fires is reduced. Firefighters in Montgomery County had a very busy day Wednesday. Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond reports firefighters from Stanton were finishing up with a previous field fire at around 2 p.m. when they noticed heavy smoke south of Stanton. A crew from Stanton responded to investigate the area and found a large fire in a field in the area of 110th Street and M Avenue in Page County. Fire crews from Essex, Red Oak, and Villisca assisted on the scene for several hours. Multiple tractors with discs also aided in controlling the fire. While all that was going on, a rekindle of a previous fire west of Stanton occurred, and a second crew from Red Oak and Stanton were able to control that fire in a short time. The cause of the fire appears to have been from a previous burn pile that was reignited by strong winds. Earlier in the day Wednesday, the Villisca Fire Department was paged to a small waterway on fire at around 8:30 a.m. and another fire at around 11 a.m. in Villisca. Stanton was paged almost simultaneously to two separate field and ditch fires at around 11:30 a.m. Wednesday. The first was half a mile south of Stanton on O Avenue. The second fire was west of Stanton on the train tracks at 220th and M Avenue. Fire crews from Red Oak and Villisca assisted Stanton on both fires using grass trucks and tankers. Although most of the fires were unintentionally set, some were from old burns that had taken place or others were set and simply left. Red flag conditions were in effect Wednesday, and when that type of warning is in place, no one should conduct any outdoor burning at any time. There were also reports of field fires in Shelby County and near the Lake Anita Dam in Cass County Wednesday afternoon. And in the funeral announcements this morning, Florence Christensen, age 84, who's formerly of Brayton, died Monday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Florence Christensen will be held today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bellevue. The Bellevue Memorial Chapel has arrangements. Mildred Millie Rosenow, age 74, of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Millie Rosenow will be today at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby has arrangements. George Keith Campbell, age 89, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Campbell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. William Plate and Mavis Plate, both age 82 and both of Earlham, died Saturday. Joint memorial services for William and Mavis Plate will be today at 11 a.m. at the Early Christian Chapel in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Mary Ann Mathiason, age 78, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Mary Ann Mathiason will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Velma Marie Cook, age 96, of Earlham, died Tuesday in Winterset. Funeral services for Velma Cook will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bear Creek Friends Church in rural Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Yvonne Book, age 88, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Yvonne Book will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora. Twaig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. John Lind, age 62, of Harlan, died Saturday. Memorial services for John Lind will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clara Betts, age 89, of Coon Rapids, died January 10th. Funeral services for Clara Betts will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Audrey Zimmerman, age 90, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Audrey Zimmerman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Elsie Marie Hackett, age 93, of Oakland, died March the 12th. Memorial services for Elsie Hackett will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Marjorie Kaufman, age 89, of Oakland, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marjorie Kaufman are pending at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Daryl Duell Fisher, age 66, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Daryl Fisher are pending at Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll. Patricia Kincaid Dorsey, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Patricia Kincaid Dorsey are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Don Lynham, age 92, who's formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Indianola. Services for Don Lynham are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.